It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back. Quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Andrew Pichet, Jim Galante, talking about Penn State, Kentucky, and the Citrus Bowl. We addressed a couple of the big things. We didn't quite get far enough, I think, in a couple of different areas. We dropped passes, game management, special teams. Let's circle back to those ideas. Game management, you know, we mentioned the fake punt earlier. I don't think you can ever talk me into that being a good idea. The field goal down 27-21 with whatever it was, 4 minutes and
4 change. 4 minutes and 12 seconds.
4 minutes and change to go.
All three timeouts.
I honestly don't know people's temperature on this one, but I was for that. I don't think there was a wrong decision necessarily. 27-21, mathematically, 4 minutes and 12 seconds, three timeouts. You saw it play out. You knew you had two opportunities to get them off the field, not just the one. You know, it's not that you force a you either force a punt on you force a three and out or you're done. You had two opportunities to force a punt, and I'm okay with saying let's try to do that.
Here was the issue. When it first happened, my first instinct was, oh, it makes sense. It puts them within a field goal, and there's plenty of time left. In hindsight, which I know is always 20/20.
You're a big hindsight guy.
I am. Well,
in hindsight, I think Penn State should have won the game.
Exactly my point. Now, here's what I think of as the issue. If they kicked the field goal, they were going to have to stop Kentucky. If they went for it and missed, they would still have to stop Kentucky. By going for it, it actually gives them two opportunities to win the game. If they complete the fourth down, they then have the opportunity to score a touchdown to put them ahead. And if they miss, they still have the same necessity on defense. They had to stop Kentucky and get a second chance to score. Understandably, if they have the field goal on the board, all they need is three more points for a tie, but then you risk the overtime. I think it was the ability to have two chances to win that makes me say I think they should have gone for it on fourth down.
I look at it. I'm torn, to be honest with you. I'm like, okay, you can kind of understand the 3 points, but it's to me, it's the message from the sidelines to the field. You have a chance to win the game, right? You're down 6 points. 7 points, you take the lead. You have a chance to win the football game. You need to score a touchdown to win, right? Are you playing for the tie or are you playing for the win? Kicking the field goal to me says we're playing for an opportunity to tie. Because if you're going to win in any scenario, no matter what it is, you need a touchdown in that situation. Down six at some point, down three, you still need a touchdown to win the game. You're in the red zone. You have three timeouts. They know you're going to throw on fourth down, right? They know it. So that is advantage Kentucky. You have a pretty good quarterback. That's advantage Penn State. So it's equal. It's an equal distance right there. The huge advantage to me is you pin them with those three timeouts. You pin them and allow them to be, by kicking the field goal, you allowed them to feel better about themselves still. Even though they were still up six, now they got the ball deep in their back against the wall. They've got to do something now. At the end of the game, after you kick the field goal, they still had to do something. But it's just a different moment. You still own momentum, I think, when you go for it on fourth down. Even if you don't get it, you still own momentum. I think by kicking a field goal, you kind of handed momentum back to Kentucky because it said, okay, well, we're willing to also play for the tie. But if you go for it there, we're playing to win. We came here to win the Citrus Bowl. And now we're down to fourth down in one play, and we got to trust our defense. We got three timeouts. But we're not going to take the ball out of Trace's hands. I'm going to put the ball in Trace's hands and say, if you don't get it, you don't get it. You lost anyway. We're going to lose this way. 6 or 3 doesn't matter, right?
Well, so I don't think kicking the field goal there means you're playing to tie. I think it brings the tie into a scenario where, okay, yeah, 4-12, they're coming down the field. If they don't get a first down, then you got to drive 75 yards for a touchdown. This just brings a scenario into play that you got to drive 35 or 40 yards
That's
to tie the game, and then you still have the better team. Here's where I agree with what you're saying for sure, and I'm kind of torn about it too. What you do there, I think, is very logical to kick the field goal. But are you the guy who fake punts on your opening drive? If you're that guy, then you go for it on fourth down in the fourth quarter of this same bowl game.
I'm right there with you.
Those two decisions at the front and the back ends of the game suggest you're two different coaches.
Correct.
Which coach are you? Are you the aggressive guy that's thrown caution into the wind because it's a bowl game and it's essentially an exhibition? Or are you the guy who's buttoned up tight and you're trying to do the sound prudent thing? I don't know that you can be both of those guys in the same game.
Well, you got to
great point.
Calculate the risks. And I look back at it. I don't think the first risk was a good one. I think the second one would have been a good one going for it on fourth down, because even if they missed and they're down 6 points, understood, a field goal.
It's still a one-score game.
Game. That's why I think the second one would have been the better gamble.
I want to ask if you're a Penn State fan. And he goes for it, and they don't get it, and they lose the game by Kentucky running out the 4 minute clock the way they did, right?
I think most would probably be okay with that, right?
That's my scenario as well. That's what I'm thinking as well. Is okay, we lost, but you know what? We
Trace had an opportunity. McSorley's last game, the ball was in his hands.
I saw a broken foot.
I saw somebody make the comparison. I think it was Josh Moyer from the Center Daily Times. Just reminding him of the Ohio State game. You took the ball out of Trace McSorley's hands.
He
never got another shot at it. And I get that. I think the prudent thing to do is to kick a field goal, but it is the Citrus Bowl. It is your quarterback. It's his last game.
Had great momentum too.
It was a giving the momentum back. The thing that happened in both those decisions you talked about, which coach are you? In both cases they handed momentum back to Kentucky. Now, Kentucky seized it, both opportunities. Good for them.
Yeah.
But it's so hard to get it. You have to almost cling to the rope to hang on to it when you got it, and you definitely can't hand it away. And I don't think you hand it away by missing on fourth down and putting the ball in Trace's hand. I still think you have it. And it's a very – I think if you're that coach that goes for the fake punt and then you're that coach that's buttoned up, which one are you? That's the diversity of the question.
And I think the frustration is that I'm not sure James Franklin knows which one he is.
He didn't
in this game.
But he was the guy that got talked into putting Trace back in the game.
Yeah.
Who do you think talked James into letting Trace back in the game? Trace.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're that coach. That's your guy. You let your guy, who he should be your guy, by the way, you let him on a broken foot talk to you. I watched one series of Sean Clifford. I can't watch this, coach. I need to get back in there and let's see what I can do. Okay. So then when it's fourth and six or fourth and five down in the red zone, okay, you're the guy. I put you back in for a reason. Now I'm going to take the ball out of your hands. I don't get it.
The Keystone Kickoff Show brought to you by tailgatewine.com. If you're looking for a unique gift idea, it doesn't matter that the holidays are over. For that Penn State fan in your life, you have to check out tailgatewine.com. And the blue and white wine gift box also have some wine and barbecue pairing, some packages with sauces and rubs. Check it all out, tailgatewine.com, where great wine meets great barbecue. To say one more thing about the field goal as opposed to going for it. No matter what, you're in the same position. Getting Kentucky off the field, you know what they're going to do. They know what they're going to do. It seems to make sense. You can do this, but Benny Snell Jr. is just not an ordinary running back. I know there are more gifted ones. I know there are guys who are going to be better in the NFL, but in terms of being in college and his physicality, his persistence and determination, the way he runs the football, boy, it was just going to be a tall task no matter what. You know they're going to run. They know they're going to run. Getting Kentucky off the field is still a hard deal. And where Penn State had the most success is when they didn't commit to that in the early part of the game.
Well, my question, and Andy, you probably would know this better than me. Did they completely sell out on the run? On that last possession with Kentucky?
They did. Kentucky spread them out, and then so Penn State had to man up, but then Penn State was walking guys off the edge into the box to run support. I go back to, yes. Oh, by the way, this is what they do well. This is the thing they do the very best.
And by, let me just interject real quick. Not having Robert Windsor was always going to be a problem in the fourth quarter. It was a factor in the first. It was a factor in the fourth. And then losing Cam Brown, who I think made a couple nice plays in the run game too. He's your most physical linebacker, I think. So having both those guys out was always going to be a recipe for trouble.
It was going to be a, it was always going to be a factor. They were walking guys off the edge. But here was the thing. From the time they took that 27-7 lead, right, when Kentucky took the lead, and you and I were talking about this, Jim, Penn State grabbed momentum back. Kentucky thought the game was over at that point, right? They were celebrating. They were, you know, Benny Snell showing his tattoo, Snell, yeah, and all of that. They thought the game was over, but Penn State and Trace McSorley were like, this game, they came back and said, you know what, this game's not over. And there was nothing Kentucky could do to stop that, right? They could not stop it. And they were about to lose. Because they thought the game was over late in the third quarter. But when they got a second lifeline, they got that lifeline and got the ball back. And they were able to go like and breathe with still with the 3-point lead and we survived this. Now it's up to us. That's where I say that when they handed momentum back to them, Kentucky's pretty good at this. They're good at one thing, running the ball straight at you with Snell. And their offensive line is pretty good, too. And not having Robert Windsor and Cam Brown was a factor. But even though you knew it, you couldn't stop it because they had been given a second chance.
What else can you say about that? You've convinced me, by the way. I still think kicking the field goal is a prudent thing.
I'm torn.
But under all the different circumstances.
On the field, you could feel it. I could see it and watch it. At one point, I said to Jim when we were texting, I'm like, Kentucky's helpless to stop this right now. Penn State has to hand momentum back. You know, I'm like, Penn State has to do something to help them.
Man, when Trace is feeling it.
Game over.
And I think that's – when Trace is feeling it, he is one of, if not the best quarterback in the country. The problem is he's not always feeling – you know, which we talked about the cold streaks and that kind of thing. Trace was feeling it in the late in the third and into the fourth quarters.
The crossing route was there. It was a great call, by the way. And
they had the momentum. They had all that going for them. Have we brought you over to the dark side on this issue, Dusty?
I think – I'm always the buttoned-up guy. I'm not the fake punt guy. Just in life, I won't fake a punt in life. I'm just going to battle it out. I'm gonna punt it away. I'm going to fight another down. So I never understood that, and that's why I was kind of – and I still understand the field goal.
I do too.
But
– I understand the math part of it, but this goes to what you talk about, Andy. I think just having a feel for what's going on during the game.
Yeah.
I'm calling an audible at the line of scrimmage. We're not doing stock up, stock down. There's still too much to talk about from this game.
Yeah,
we haven't gotten into all the drops and all the other stuff. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more Citrus Bowl after this.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you. So that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports. In partnership with GoPSU RV, we are introducing the Keystone Sports Network RV. All the benefits of the GoPSU RV lot, along with great gift items like catered meal from 409 Barbecue, barbecue gift box, wine gift box, and of course, Labatt beer. Hear all about the KSN RV? Email me at info@ksnsports.net, or you could also reach out with the Contact Us button on your KSN app.